really where the action happens. It's the heartbeat of Whirlpool. Clyde, Ohio makes the best washers in the world.
I get here about 5:30 every morning. I love it. I have a work family besides my personal family at home. I love working at Whirlpool.
When I come in the morning, I am excited about working here and knowing that I have a job that I can say I'm proud of.
We've been the best for a long time for a reason, and it's the hard work that these folks are putting in.
There you got the workers there in Clyde, Ohio, Whirlpool. We got some news for them. At least Senator Brown does. Good morning, Sherrod. Appreciate joining us this morning.
Good to be back. Thanks.
Well, it's good. Talk about this level the playing field and what was signed into law yesterday.
Well, I've been pushing the White House to more strictly enforce trade laws. I testified, Senator Portman joined me on this, testified at the International Trade Commission, pushed the Department of Commerce, pushed the U.S. Trade Representative, Robert Lighthizer, who is, for what this is worth, from my wife's hometown of Ashtabula, Ohio. And they made the right decision. I spoke with Lighthizer 2 days ago. He called me to tell me that he was taking the two recommendations, he was going to take the tougher one, and that's good news for these workers, because it's clear that if there's a level, we know this in Lorain, we know it in Elyria, we know it in Ridgeville, if there's a level playing field, American workers compete, and American workers win, because they're productive, their work is very good, and it just means more jobs in Clyde, Ohio for Whirlpool in the end.
Senator, is this a situation in which a president, any president, can simply levy a tariff?
Well, the president needs to go through the rule of law and go through a process. A couple of years ago, I sponsored a bill called Level the Playing Field Act. It ended up being bipartisan. Again, Senator Portman joined me after I'd introduced it, and that helps. But you got to go through. We're a country of a rule of law, so we've got to go through a process to make this happen. Some other countries that don't play fair are more authoritarian, more dictator-like countries can more unilaterally do these things, but that's both the strength of our country, and in these cases, it makes it a little harder. But I would never choose to want to live in one of those countries instead of this country. So in the end, if we do it right, you can stand up for workers, and that's what happened here.
And the news that also came out yesterday then is that LG, the imported one, now raising their prices, which maybe seem to follow anyway, based on what...
Yeah, perhaps, and I think that... But I, in the end, you know, when companies, when Korea, South Korea or China, what you typically see is that the government will subsidize water or energy or land or capital. They pay their workers less, but even paying workers less, we can still compete because of the efficiency of our plants and some saving on transportation costs. But when they're subsidizing so many other things, it's just not the way the world economy can work. So Samsung and LG were cheating. They were sending washing machines to the U.S. market below the fair market price, and it's against the rules. And again, this kind of a ruling, which Secretary Lighthizer, Ambassador Lighthizer, the U.S. trade rep, did, will mean jobs in Northwest Ohio.
What impressed you when you toured Whirlpool a couple of months back?
Well, I've been to plants all over, obviously, especially in Lorain County, the Ford plants, steel plants. I mean, it's always interesting to go into a plant and see how productive workers are, how modern the equipment is, how efficient it is, how clean it is. Usually it's not what people think if they don't know manufacturing. And just the work ethic there and seeing all these washers coming off the line. I would add one other thing that we have started around the state. We've done about 35 of them, I think, now, manufacturing camps aimed at 7th and 8th graders for a week at camp. It's a day camp. They'll go off and work with local businesses and go into manufacturing plants and see what people are doing. Because I think the more kids, 7th and 8th graders, we get interested in making things, the better our economy will be. We know Lorain County. We know that Erie County. We know that Ohio is a manufacturing state, and it's modern, it's high-tech, we're productive, and we need to do more of it.
Hey, as an Indians fan, how about a first ballot Hall of Famer getting in?
That's pretty cool. I'm actually rooting for – I like Tommy, but I really like Omar, so I'm rooting for Omar. I mean, I was glad Tommy got in. And first ballot, probably not a surprise, but he had a lot of home runs. But I remember Tommy, when he came up, was kind of a thin guy that was a singles hitter playing third base, and he got bigger and bigger and hit more and more home runs. And hit over 600. So he was clearly going in the hall on the first or second ballot. Pretty exciting.
Well, Sherrod Brown, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for
thanks.
Yeah,
it'd been a better be with an Indians hat, not a White Sox hat. I mean, the picture in the paper today showed him in a White Sox uniform, for God's sake. I mean, what's that all about?
I don't know. That's probably what they found in their files.
Yeah, I know, but still. All right, thanks.
Thank you, Sherrod. Bye-bye. Senator Sherrod Brown joining us this morning here on AM 930 WEOL.